There are those who believe that whatever our courts decide, a convicted person is unable to retain their belief that they are innocent insofar as a conviction is concerned. In 1994, President Tharman Shanmugaratnam was convicted for a different criminal offence. The President, who opened this very session of Parliament only some months back, was asked about this in an interview with the online news channel Mothership just prior to his election victory in the 2023 presidential elections. He said in response to his conviction that, I quote, "They got the wrong man," unquote. A criminal conviction does not negate one's right to assert innocence. A finding of guilt by the courts did not undermine the President's personal view of his conviction. In my case, my conscience will always be clear insofar as my conviction on both charges is concerned. However, as I iterated in my public remarks after the judgment was given, I take full responsibility for not responding quickly enough to correct Khan's lie in her speech on women's empowerment in Parliament on the 3rd of August 2021. In fact, this was not the first time that I had taken responsibility to this effect. I had done so in similar terms publicly three times before, first at the COP itself, next at the debate on the COP report, and finally at the trial court. I did not have close to 3 years to deal with a sensitive matter involving one of my MPs. My time frame was far shorter, and I tried to do what I deemed was best for the MP in question and for Parliament, with a view to work towards an outcome where the MP took ownership and responsibility for her actions. I certainly did not expect the MP to double down on her lie when asked about it. So I reject Resolution 3 of the motion. That said, I reiterate, I should have done better in balancing the need to be sensitive to Khan for the reason she gave for lying to Parliament on the one hand, and resolving the matter of a lie in Parliament as soon as possible. Resolution 4 asserts that my continuation in the LO role would undermine public confidence in the integrity of Singapore's political system, amongst other things. To this, I make one point. On the matter of the Leader of the Opposition appointment, I refer to a question that was asked of me by Daryl Lim, a Lianhe Cao Pao reporter, on the 4th of May last year, one day after polling day. He asked, "In the next parliament, it looks like the PAP and Workers' Party. As Leader of the Opposition, what does it look like for the future of the opposition in Singapore?" I answered, "I don't know whether I'm going to be Leader of the Opposition. This is something the government of the day has to decide. So let's see what happens there." In Singapore, the Leader of the Opposition appointment is not a constitutional or statutory one. I have never operated on the assumption that the Leader of the Opposition appointment is a given, nor have I hankered for it. I have done my best to work with my colleagues to advance the interests of Singaporeans with the Workers' Party as a responsible opposition through the office. I reject Resolution 4, which flows from Resolution 2 and 3. On Resolution 5, I take the view that no action should be taken against my colleague Sylvia Lim and Faisal Manap, as I do not agree with the judgment and the findings of the COP. In the course of his speech, Leader of the House made a tangential point about the other duties of the office or other duties of the Leader of the Opposition, including following government on overseas trips and receiving classified briefings. Perhaps in good order, the Leader can share how many of such briefings were extended to me and how many trips I went with the government to various places for. To conclude, Mr. Speaker, my colleagues and I see a better future for Singapore and Singaporeans with a more balanced parliament and a democratic society based on justice and equality. The future we envisage for Singapore does not call for the destruction of the stable and sensible politics Singaporeans seek to uphold in Singapore. And that makes Resolution 6 of the motion unobjectionable.